This is a special report from ABC Radio News. The President in Hawaii, the Honolulu Declaration.
This is Don Gardner, ABC Radio News, New York. The Honolulu Conference is over. President Johnson is back in Washington. Vice President Humphrey is on his way to Saigon. The President's talks with South Vietnamese leaders ended yesterday with a final communique called the Declaration of Honolulu. In that declaration, President Johnson and South Vietnam's Premier Cao Ky pledged that they would fight aggression in Vietnam and continue the search for a lasting peace. The communique emphasized non-military programs aimed at improving economic and social conditions in South Vietnam. Now, President Johnson and Premier Ky also agreed on still closer cooperation between the military forces of South Vietnam and those of the United States. After the Hawaii talks, President Johnson flew back to the continental United States. He stopped over in Los Angeles late last night to meet with Vice President Humphrey. It was only a little while before that the president had announced the vice president was being sent to Saigon and five other Asian cities, presumably to gather support for American policies in Vietnam. ABC's Tom Schell was at Los Angeles Airport when the president and vice president met.
The president and vice president have been aboard Air Force One here at the Los Angeles International Airport, where President Johnson has been briefing the vice president, preparing him for his trip to the Far East. President Johnson will come in to a Federal Aviation Agency hangar here at the airport, make a statement, a brief statement, on his recent trip to Honolulu and his talks with South Vietnamese leaders, and then he will board Air Force One and return to Washington. Vice President Humphrey will then board his plane and fly on to Honolulu and then on to the Far East. The president will recount some of the discussions that he had with the South Vietnamese leaders. And we can see through the door now, we will be able to see when the presidential limousine pulls up to the front of the hangar. This was a rather hurried news conference setup, as it was earlier today that the word was received that the president would be landing here in Los Angeles to meet Vice President Humphrey, and that the two would then meet newsmen. The White House has prepared a statement under direction of the president, of course, and it is that statement that the president will read for us here. Whether or not he will submit to questions from the news corps is not definitely known, although we have been told that the president is not expected to permit any questions. Some of his aides who have traveled along with us here have noted, however, that President Johnson has the habit of sometimes changing the rules as he goes along, and those rules may yet permit some questions from reporters here. They have now closed the huge hangar doors, which had been ajar, a distance of about 15 to 20 feet. The security measures have been extremely tight here at the Los Angeles airport. The general public has been barred from the area, although they were held back, we should say, several yards from the plane. But there were about 200 Vietnam demonstrators who showed up and chanted, "End the war in Vietnam." President Johnson and Vice President Humphrey have now come into the hangar, and the president is mounting the podium. Vice President Humphrey behind him now, and the president adjusting his glasses, and now facing the reporters. The next voice you hear will be that of the President of the United States.
Yardy, ladies and gentlemen, we went to Honolulu to meet the leaders of the government of South Vietnam. They and their people understand, and we understand, that the war we are helping them fight must be a war that will be won on two fronts. One front is the military. The other front is the struggle against social injustice. against hunger and disease and ignorance, against political apathy and indifference. The meeting in Honolulu could take place and take place successfully because, as our friends from Saigon said in their part of the Declaration of Honolulu, we are a government, indeed a generation, of revolutionary transformation. And as I looked across the table at these brave and determined young men, I thought also of the young Vietnamese soldiers and province chiefs and teachers and student leaders who are really a part of this new generation. They know, and we know, that this revolutionary transformation cannot wait until the guns grow silent and until the terrorism stops. With that common understanding, we took these last 3 days together to take stock of where we are and where we must go in the days and the weeks and the months that are ahead of all of us. We talked of many very special and specific things. We talked of rural construction, of agricultural credits, of rural electrification, of new seeds and fertilizers for their crops, of schools and teachers and textbooks for their children, of medical schools and clinics and equipment to give them better health, of how to give training and education to the refugees, of how to deal with inflation in a war-torn country, of how to build the basis for a democratic constitution and for free elections, of how to seek the peace, and of how to effectively conduct the war. In all of these fields, we set targets, and we set concrete targets.
This is President Johnson last night at the Los Angeles airport as he returned from the conference in Honolulu with South Vietnamese leaders.
I can tell you, in many fields, it's not going to be even quick. But the leaders of both of the governments are determined that we are going to move forward and we are going to make progress. We shall meet again in the next few months, and we will measure the progress that we have made. On our part, Secretary of Agriculture Orville Freeman, with an expert staff, with the Vice President, Hubert Humphrey, will be going to Saigon tomorrow morning to see how we can help with the food and rural developments. Missions will follow that have been organized by Secretary Gardner in the fields of education, in the fields of health, and in other fields where our people can help with the work of social construction in South Vietnam. The distinguished Vice President standing with me here tonight has followed our work over the cable lines, and I have been in frequent contact with him the last 3 days. He is leaving Los Angeles immediately to carry forward the mission that we outlined and we agreed upon and we defined at this very unusual conference in Honolulu. He will go first to Saigon to assure that our representatives there get to work rapidly and effectively on the task that we laid out at Honolulu. He will fly to Saigon with the leaders of the government of South Vietnam. And on the way, he will learn how they intend to carry forward their part of the plan in these fields. The Vice President will go from Saigon to other capitals in Asia to explain what was done at Honolulu and the real meaning of our work there. And he will also, on behalf of our government, ask for the understanding and the support of other nations. With him will be some of those who were at the Honolulu conference, like our revered Ambassador Averill Harriman and my special assistant for national security, Mag George Bundy. So I have come back here tonight to the mainland, refreshed and confident. The road ahead may be long and may be difficult. It will require the unfailing unity of our people in support of the courageous young Americans who, with their comrades from South Vietnam and Australia and Korea and New Zealand, are tonight fighting and suffering for us. And they are out there dying in order to save freedom. We shall give them that support. And we shall fight the battle against aggression in Vietnam to a successful conclusion. We shall fight the battle for social construction. And throughout the world, we shall fight the battle for peace. And to the American people who have given us their strength in every hour of trial, I say to you that we shall fight all of these battles successfully, and we shall prevail.
President Johnson had kept a small airport crowd waiting almost 2 hours while he and Vice President Humphrey talked about Mr. Humphrey's mission to the Far East. The two talked aboard Air Force One. Now, Mr. Humphrey's mission reportedly will include stops in India, Australia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Japan. Our ABC microphones at the Los Angeles airport as Vice President Humphrey talked about his coming trip.
We rejoice at your safe return, and we're heartened by the progress that is so evident from the Honolulu conference. I deeply appreciate the faith and trust that you placed in me to go on to Saigon and to help implement some of the decisions and programs and policies agreed upon at that very important conference. We are, with our friends in Vietnam, partners in conflict, but we are also partners in social progress. And it is to that endeavor, Mr. President, that I shall try to do my best as your representative and the representative of this country to work with the brave people of Vietnam in helping them to rebuild their country and going on, as you have indicated, to other capitals to carry the message of America's commitment to the building of human resources and of social and economic progress for all of mankind. Mr. President, we surely are happy to have you back on the mainland. I know that the people of the Hawaiian Islands, of the state of Hawaii, were honored and delighted with your visit. But the whole nation, and indeed the free world, is grateful for the leadership that you have given us and given in the cause of peace and of freedom.
Waiting for President Johnson and Vice President Humphrey at Los Angeles Airport last night were a number of anti-Vietnam demonstrators.
Get out of Vietnam! Get out of Vietnam! Get out of Vietnam!
In the war, in the trap, recognize the NLF! In the war!
The demonstrators managed to get within 30 feet of the presidential plane, Air Force One, but there were no incidents. Now, there were those at the airport who support President Johnson's Vietnam efforts. and they told ABC's Tom Schell why they were not joining the anti-Vietnam demonstrators.
We like them.
And to show them that we're with them in the Vietnam policy.
What do you think of these pickets in back of you here?
I don't think very much of them.
They're degenerates.
I'm ashamed of them.
Vice President Humphrey, before boarding his plane for Honolulu, supported the right of the demonstrators to picket the airport. Now, the vice president flew to Honolulu after his meeting with President Johnson. And in Honolulu, the vice president met with Vietnamese officials and took off to Saigon with them. Mr. Humphrey's job, to get acquainted with various economic, social, and political projects in Vietnam and to work to see that those projects are carried out. One of these programs is a campaign sending special teams of Vietnamese men and women into the villages to help the peasants develop the beginnings of self-government. They will try to erase the influence of the Viet Cong. South Vietnamese Premier Ky held a news conference at the end of the Honolulu conference yesterday, and Premier Ky was asked if more troops are needed in South Vietnam.
President Johnson and all the American officials are determined to help South Vietnam to prevent aggression by any means, anywhere, and when it's necessary. We discussed also about the military situation. We discussed also about the increasing of American troops in South Vietnam. I can say that the new troops arriving is not yet decided. A present time.
South Vietnamese Premier Ky also wants Hanoi and Haiphong bombed. Now, the Honolulu talks were set up in a hurry, but they were important in several ways. They marked the first time that President Johnson has been out of the continental United States since entering the White House. But more important, the talks seemed to mark a more determined major drive by the United States and South Vietnam to attack the problems of poverty, health, and education, as well as attacking the communists. Now, Vice President Humphrey is on his way to Saigon, but before he left Honolulu this afternoon, Mr. Humphrey outlined his mission to South Vietnam.
Mr. Chairman, General Ky, Mr. Prime Minister, General Ky, only last evening it was my privilege and honor to be with President Lyndon Johnson at Los Angeles, California. Today I have the great honor and privilege of being with you as the leader of a brave people and a great country. We're simply delighted, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Prime Minister, that you could come to these shores, this beautiful state, one of the most beautiful areas of the United States of America, into the state of Hawaii, and particularly pleased that you could be here and visit with, consul with, talk to the President of the United States, the officers of our armed services, and some of our leading officials in the government of the United States. This exchange of views between our two countries and the leaders of our two countries is profitable, helpful, rewarding, and reassuring. President Johnson was most pleased with all of the discussions and the agreements and the understandings arrived at. The declaration of Honolulu will live as one of the great documents of our history, and I believe of yours, because it is a declaration that is directed towards peace and social progress.
Vice President Humphrey, just before taking off from Honolulu today for Saigon.
The President of the United States and Chairman Ky, Prime Minister Ky, and their associates and the officers of our government have once again express the firm resolve of our respective peoples to overcome ancient enemies, the enemies of tyranny and fear, of hunger and pestilence, of disease and illiteracy. And I have been given the privilege of heading a delegation from America to Vietnam to initiate the first of these missions of experts and technicians to help the people and to help the government of Vietnam. We will today depart for Saigon, where a task force of experts in the field of agriculture will work with the people of South Vietnam and the officers of the government in order to strengthen the agricultural economy of that nation. May I now say that we look forward to happier and better days for the brave people of your country, Chairman Tu and Prime Minister Ki. We know the many sacrifices of your people, and we stand alongside of you as a partner. We are partners with you in the quest for a just and an enduring peace and for social and economic progress, a partnership that we know that will bring results, good results. And we are partners in arms in defense of a country, a free country, and in defense of a brave and courageous people. And together we will triumph. Tyranny will be defeated, and progress, social and economic progress, will be our reward. We want to thank you, General. Thank you for being with us, and we praise you for your courage and your dedication to your people. And I wish to thank you, General Ki, for the man that you are and for the leadership that you give your people. You have given us inspiration.
After Vice President Humphreys said his goodbyes at Honolulu International Airport this afternoon, it came time for South Vietnam's President Nguyen Van Thieu to say his goodbyes.
So, Vice President Humphreys, distinguished guests and gentlemen, the Honolulu Conference has brought him very much closer to our heart. We are willing to pay heavier prices. We want to do our very best to defeat communist aggressors, to bring peace, democracy, and prosperity to Vietnam. That is, I think, the only way to show our appreciation to President Johnson and to the generous people of America. Once again, I thank Mr. Vice President for your kind words. And once again, thank you and aloha.
Aloha. And Hawaiian goodbye this afternoon by South Vietnam's President Nguyen Van Thieu. He then joined Vice President Humphrey and half a dozen other U.S. officials for the flight to Saigon. In Saigon, they'll work on getting those decisions made at Honolulu translated into reality. There's a lot of work to be done. Don Gardner, ABC Radio News, New York.
This has been a special report from ABC Radio News. The President in Hawaii, the Honolulu Declaration. Executive producer Nicholas George, written and produced by Ted Whitcomb, directed by Morgan Barber. Audio engineering by Gene Carlson and Neil Pulse. Production coordinator Al Idelson. This is Carl Caruso speaking.
With Tom Harmon, where the sports action is. Every day.
today on the ABC Radio Network.